Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
This feels like a dick take.
Okay.
And I get the logic you have here, but you don't know what's going on in this woman's
home. I can see it.
And no, you can't. You don't know what's going on inside this woman's home. And it's her home.
Oh, no, absolutely. Hey, free to do you.
No, you're not free to do you because you're here to tell her how she should be living.
You're wasting time.
If you own a house, it can feel like there is always stuff you can do to make it
better.
Oh,
sure.
And someone Tommy is familiar with is now getting that stuff done at her home.
Yeah.
And your argument is you shouldn't because it's way too late in the game.
Yes, absolutely.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. We'll jump right into it. Another one of Tommy's famous commercial break rants out of nowhere. You come tell us the other day you noticed something.
So I got a neighbor, and she up there. I mean, she's pushing, I'm going to say she's pushing 90. And I noticed the other day there was a big industrial dumpster in her driveway.
What was your mom doing there?
I don't know.
Got him.
Badge dumpster.
Why did I make a terrible joke about this poor woman?
Your mom, legs wide open in the driveway, would be the industrial dumpster where they're just.
Where they could get all that stuff in her.
They're just dropping loads off in there of trash. You were saying, I'm sorry.
So the woman is remodeling her house.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big remodel.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can see all this stuff. They're ripping it all out. And I'm going, you got to be kidding me, man. Why, at this stage of your life, like, you're checking out soon.
Yeah.
Why are you putting in kitchen cabinets and crappers in your house? Like, I would be downsized.
Just let it rot away, lady.
No, I would sell the house. I would downsize. Well, why would you put, you know what it costs to remodel a house? It's a fortune.
I don't actually. I don't know. What does it cost to remodel a house,
It's
Thomas?
Very expensive.
Is it expensive? It's
she could be dumping $100,000 now. Yeah, right now.
She could be
yeah.
jumping $100,000, $200,000 into this house.
Okay.
For what?
For her?
Yeah.
For her, what? Honey, you ain't going to be around to enjoy any of it. Right. As a matter of fact, you may not be around for the end of this project.
So you're saying, like, why enjoy your life and your home?
How about your kids? If I'm a grandkid,
yeah.
And I'm seeing my inheritance going into cabinetry.
You might inherit that house.
I don't want the house. I want the money. The house I got to sell.
Okay, there's a lot of awful things being said right now.
Nothing awful about it. It's basic finance.
No, it's not. We need to parcel out the awful things that are happening here. All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's go with 85. Because I know you're overshooting it because you always exaggerate everything.
You can't overshoot in my neighborhood.
Okay. You don't know how long this woman's going to live.
No, you don't.
She can go to 100.
And but that's 15 years.
Okay, that's a lot of time.
And
should she not get to live in a place she wants to live for 10, 15 years?
What were you
years?
Doing in for the last 50 years?
What are you talking about? She could also be getting stuff done that allows her to live on her own as she gets older.
I didn't see no ramp.
Elevator, lower cabinets. You saw cabinets. They could be putting cabinets closer to the ground. Bedroom on the first floor.
You know it's closer to the ground, that coffin you're going to be in.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you go to a nursing home?
Because who wants to go to a nursing home? Bro, you're old enough where you could go to a nursing home. Why don't you go to a nursing
home? I'm not ready for a nursing home.
No, you're ready for a nursing home. I see you get out of that chair, bro. They had to buy chairs that electronically help you get up. Oh, time to go home.
Oh, chair sounds like me.
I don't know if it's you getting up or you getting up. But here's the thing. None of those points that I just made really matter.
Why is that?
You have this weird reaction to elderly people spending money that
yes.
I do not understand. You ready?
Yeah.
When a family member spends money late in life, they're spending their money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
They're enjoying their money.
It's not your money. Yeah. It's their money.
But if you're going to spend the money late in life, do it that titillates you. Like,
this may go make get her happy, laid. Though. Like, maybe this is like the kitchen of her dreams that she finally decided she was going to, you know, like maybe something broke and she's like, well, instead of trying to fix this thing, let's go all out.
What are you not getting here?
Oh, I get it. I just don't get it.
Or something
like,
that makes her life more convenient. If she's having a tough time getting around, maybe like changing the layout of her kitchen helps her.
Yes.
The layout. You're going to be laid out soon, honey. Don't worry about it.
I love how you go, I get it. But here's what I don't get.
Put a built-in slab?
God damn. You're the worst human being I've ever met in my life.
But what I'm saying is like, if you're not going to give it to the kids.
Uh-huh.
Because I say like.
Do you know if she has a bunch of kids? Oh.
Yeah,
not a bunch,
yeah,
but
I stare out the window a lot when the house is getting remodeled, when the family shows up.
They don't come around much, but I see the kids. Well, you know, the kids are busy.
You don't know that.
They don't look busy. But, like, either give it to your kids and you can enjoy them and spending your money and putting the joy in the grandkids' faces, or do something a little hedonistic and nasty for yourself.
Yes, you over there.
So go nasty.
Young boy in the back.
Wouldn't putting money in the house still benefit the kids in some way?
It kind of does, but it's a waste of time because they're just going to sell the house.
But that's what. But it increases the value of the home.
Yeah, that's debatable. I mean,
right now. You know how it is. People are snapping. If you want to sell a house, she wouldn't sell this house. She'd have a line out the door.
All right, here's my problem. Here's my big problem with this. Again, 252 WCMF, there is an elderly woman that is remodeling her home, full remodel in Tommy's neighborhood. And he says to us off mic the other day, you're going to die soon. Why even remodel a house?
You are. I mean, that's not cruel to say.
It is cruel to say.
It is.
That you're going to die soon because.
She could live another 20 years. You don't know.
But you will die.
Yeah, we're all going to die. Yeah. Why can't you have something you want for 20 years?
Yeah, but she may, you know, quality of life then.
That's why you would remodel the house. Yeah. Okay, look, you have this obsession with inheritance.
Yes.
You kept multiple relationships open with extended family members thinking you were going to get a piece of their pie. You are still, you're still upset with your dad who died, what, 15 years ago for blowing all his cash and leaving nothing to you.
Yeah.
Because you think when someone is in their 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Spread it around a little bit.
Spending money on themselves is almost like stealing from the next generation.
You really are.
It
is. Yeah, we're pushing. I heard that, you know. With all the debt we're accruing, we're just pushing it off on our grandchildren.
Uh-huh, okay.
So we need that money to pay your debt. What?
It's their money.
I know it's their money.
No, like this 80-year-old woman remodeling her house. If she wants to put in a slide in a ball pit, like it's Chuck E. Cheese, God bless her. It's her money.
If she puts in a slide, I do want to watch that.
It's her cash.
What's a ball pit?
A ball pit. The pit with all the balls.
Oh, for the kids?
Yeah, not like the dumpster with your mom out front, like the kids' kind of ball pit. Look, she made it this long. Who are you to tell her how she should spend the money she's earned?
I'm not going to say
anything.
Of course,
no, but you'll just do it behind her back like a bitch.
But I would say this, like, if my both of my brothers are in their late 70s.
Now, yeah, yeah.
And if my brother started telling me, yeah, we're thinking about remodeling the house, I would definitely say, and I usually don't say much, are you
You don't say much.
I usually don't say much.
You say all.
I don't complain. I don't point things out. I would tell them they're effing crazy, man.
Okay.
Like, why would you spend all that money? And it's a headache. Remodeling is a headache. It's not fun.
Okay. Because
you have to live in a construction site for months while they're banging around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go out and get banged around.
Okay. What is really funny about this? Short of making sure your parents don't get like straight up scammed by like a criminal, you should never tell people how they should be spending money at
what if it's
age.
Family though?
It doesn't matter. If you're this woman's kid or grandkid and you try and talk her out of remodeling the house, the only reason you can give her is, and I quote, you're gonna die soon.
No,
are you gonna say that to your grandmother's face?
Not directly, no.
Hey, listen, we're all waiting for you to be done with this whole breathing thing so we can have your money. That's essentially what
you're
telling.
Did you really need to waste your money on green bananas?
The ultimate irony.
And
maybe it's irony. I don't even really know what irony
is.
Saying something in an effort to protect what you think is your money could end up costing you their money.
What?
Look, man, if you tell me you're just waiting for me to die to get what I have, I'm not giving you anything.
Screw you.
Yeah, man.
I'm not even saying give it to me. Go enjoy it.
My ass. You just said first, if you're not going to give it to me, go be
hedonistic. Yeah, because if your argument is go enjoy it, maybe this is how she's enjoying it.
Do some drugs. Go get some gigolo to give you a pounder.
Maybe that's what she's putting in there, like a whole sex room, a sex dungeon.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know what she's remodeling. Hey,
if she put in a sex room, that would make sense. I don't think she's going to.
All right. I love this take.
I think it would hurt.
I love this take because I want to find you 10 years from now, 15 years from now, and ask you if you have the same take, because I guarantee you, whoa, no, actually, I never said that. Like, you are too close to the end to have this take.
Really too close to the end.
Bro, you should never buy another article of clothing again for the rest of your life.
You get new furniture all the time.
And a game.
I hear there's chairs you can't even sit on. That's what I heard.
Yeah, we do have those.
I mean, if you lived by your own argument, you would just... You die on the couch you have.
We're hoping. Fingers crossed.
I don't have bank, but if I had bank,
I would
have fun with it. Like the money I had that I had fun with. I even had fun with money that wasn't mine. It was kind of the bank's.
Miss Chud Muffin writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, easiest way to get us. According to Tommy's logic, he shouldn't be spending money on expensive suits and Italian socks. He should be wearing muumuus or a potato sack. Look, man, you have a vast wardrobe. And you have not gained or lost weight in like 20 years. So based on your logic, you should never buy another stitch of clothing again because you have enough until you die and you are at an age where you shouldn't be spending that money. You should be giving it to me, essentially.
I'm not giving you money.
Bro, I am the...
You got money.
I'm the person that's taken care of you the most over the last 20
years. Nicole is taken care of. You should be arrested where you treat elderly.
You'd be eaten out of the dumpster if it wasn't for me.
Wait, your mom?
I was going to do a your mom joke.
Wait, I would be eating out of my mom's dumpster?
Well, I was going to say, much like men would be, it doesn't matter.
Be an incestuous dumpster.
Well, I wasn't going to have you doing it. I was going to have all the men of Monroe County munching on your mom. That's what I was going to do. 252 WCMF, we need someone with wisdom.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we're going to talk to Ben. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you.
I have a question for you, Tommy. Do you pay this lady's bills?
No. Believe it or not, no. Where's this going?
Yeah, then shut the hell up.
Yeah!
She can do what she wants with her house.
Yeah, right.
You got a feather? You could knock me over with it.
That's all I had.
All right, great call, Ben.
So
great.
Nothing.
The funniest thing about this is that you judge your neighbors for not taking care of their stuff, letting stuff go, letting their
house
crap. And she's trying to, like, improve this place she lives, and you're like, why are you doing that? Why spend your money there? Seems worth not much of a point if you ask me.
Nah. You know what Tommy's like?
What's
He's
that?
Like that 4-year-old kid who sees someone that has a physical disability in the grocery store. What's that? Why are you doing that? Why are you like that? What is that? Tell me what that is. Why are you doing that? Why is that?
Why is it shaped like that?
Why is that? What are you doing? Why? Why?
What happened to your hand?
Why is that? The other thing you're not considering,
what's that?
Again, 252 WCMF, Tommy has an elderly woman, he puts her in her 80s, that is remodeling her home near where he lives, and he's wondering why, because you're going to die soon.
And it's happened a few times in our neighborhood.
Are they still alive?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
Yes,
I don't
do.
Know.
Yes, you do.
Here's the thing about my neighborhood. Sometimes, like, you'll see two cars in driveway, then you don't see a car for a while. Then you figure maybe that one croaked.
Okay.
No, I mean, you've seen my neighborhood, bro. It's like it's old.
What this woman is doing to her home at her age is the best possible situation a person can be in. Tommy, are you familiar with the term sandwich generation?
No. You get a sandwich?
No. That is the lower Gen Xers and millennials Kimmy and I's age. Kimmy and I are in the sandwich generation right now. We are tasked with taking care of our own kids because that's standard.
Yeah.
We are now also tasked with taking care of our parents.
Oh, yeah. Every generation goes.
No, they don't. Not like we are, because your generation doesn't have enough money to take care of you as you get older. Like, we have to physically take care of you, financially support you, while also financially and physically taking care of our own kids. So there are lots of people right now listening to the show in their 40s and 50s that are spending a fortune to just keep their parents breathing and eating food.
Okay.
This woman has enough money to remodel a house. I would be jumping up and down in celebration if
just
I was one of
herself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Guess what happens?
What?
She gets sick.
Uh-huh.
She dumps all her money into the house.
Yes.
Hey, I need help.
Sell the house.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
It's
halfway
done.
Through a That's what halfway through anyways. A remodel
oh,
now.
I love how you got her getting sick tomorrow.
I got to get off my ass and sell your house when you could have just held on to the money.
Bro, like, here's the thing, the worst part about you. Like, if you had kids, you would be the biggest leech of all time.
Well, that's why you have kids.
And I don't want you to think
they suck the life out of
you. I don't. If you get sick, you better not be knocking on my door. Oh, I have no one to take care of me. What must I do? Remember, I am now an immigrant from Fiddler on Roof.
Can't stand you.
Like, thank God you never had kids. You would be bleeding them dry.
Yeah, but that's why you have them.
No,
I wish I had two rich kids. That would be sweet. Man, that'd be like autopilot.
Shut up.
This is the way you treat your father? I'm out of liquor.
You've all of a sudden become your father.
Yes, I would.
All right, let's take a break.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Big news coming out of One Bills
Ooh,
Drive
so
yesterday.
Who are we getting?
Well, here's the thing. You're getting that roster fine-tuned for this playoff push in the last 5 weeks, right? So the Bills managed to get their hands on a multiple-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro, Super Bowl champion.
Yep.
But he's got a ring.
Yes, he
Recent
does.
Recent Super Bowl champ.
You got
Sounds
it.
Sounds like a guarantee.
Uh-huh. The Buffalo Bills signed corner Darius Slay.
Who?
Good name.
Darius Slay?
Darius Slay, for a long time, was one of the best corners in the NFL.
Oh.
He is a 12-year NFL vet. He is 34. He will be 35 on January 1st. So when the playoffs start, he will be 35 years old.
Yeah.
He has played with the Lions, Eagles, and Steelers. He won a Super Bowl with the Eagles last season.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing.
Yeah.
The reason he is available is because he and the Steelers, the team that he signed with in the beginning of the season, came to a mutual agreement that he should be released to get more playing time because when the Bills played the Steelers on Sunday, he was a healthy scratch.
Oh.
He was. Yeah. He did not dress even though he could have.
So they're just down Somebody to human beings.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, but here's the thing. They didn't really need a corner. In fact, they had to release Jamarcus Ingram, a guy who's been with the Bills for a while.
That was surprising.
To sign Slay. Yeah. I don't know what this means, Kimmy.
I don't either. Maybe just switching it up just in case you need somebody.
Yeah, but you had a guy.
On somebody.
You had a guy, and you replaced him with this guy.
And Ingram has performed well for the Bills.
And this guy's old.
I know. I was surprised. So I didn't think he was an issue.
Ingram was a little nicked up earlier in the season.
So maybe that's why.
I would assume he gets signed back to the practice
squad.
And it's
not like you need veteran presence right now. You got plenty of that. Plenty of that.
Yeah. Especially on the defense.
The over-the-hill gang.
Well, so here's just it. Here's the thing. The Bills are just signing all of the free agent veterans recently. They signed Mecole Hardman, makes his debut, looks great, goes on IR for 4 weeks after he blows his calf. Brandon Cooks, he gets signed last week, wide receiver, right? Makes the first catch of the game against the Steelers, then he decides to go home. You sign Shaq Lawson.
He's an old
Yeah, but he's an old guy. Old Buffalo Bill. He's back in. And now Darius Slay. In the last 5 weeks, you have signed four veterans that if this was 2019, we would have a stacked, unbelievable roster. But it's not.
Old boys.
And I don't understand. I don't understand what the
So it's kind of done. This season's
No, it's
done.
Not done, you idiot.
Well, it sounds like you. Why do you get so mad?
No, because I just hate, like, there is no nuance with you.
No, but it's like if the way you paint it, like, they're just looking for anybody.
No, I'm trying to figure out what the plan is. That's what I'm trying to figure out here. Because, like we just said, You didn't necessarily need to go out and get a corner, especially one that didn't play against you the week before.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, didn't play against you when you had the worst receiver group you've had all year because Kincaid couldn't go, Josh Palmer couldn't
go. So the Steelers
go.
Didn't want this guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But also, the Saints didn't want Brandon Cooks. The Bills went out and signed him. Mecole Hardman didn't have a team, period, all season. Neither did Shaq Lawson. Right. They got both ended up on
so
the
So you
roster.
Think that this is going to be a hell of a good game?
No, what, Sunday? Yeah. Yes, I do think it'll be a good game.
But probably not for the right reasons.
Were those words you just tried to say?
Not for the
right reasons. No, I do think the Bills can go out there and blow the doors off Cincinnati.
Really?
I do.
I thought Cincinnati's pretty good now.
No, they played one game with Burrow back, and they beat a middling Ravens team that may be
we
bad.
Don't know. Oh. We don't really know, I guess, what they're going to look like moving forward.
I mean, Kimmy, are the fact that the Bills going out and signing – are let me try. Now you got me doing it.
Like, well, no, don't blame me for your mouth.
Stupid mouth is
no, you make fun of people. That's what Jesus does to your mouth.
They're obviously still looking around trying to – make moves, which, you know, would make me think they're
sad
not set with what they are, what they have right now.
Okay, here's what I hate about Tommy. 10 things I hate about Tommy. We don't have- Like, you keep saying they're sad moves. Like, you think, like, in the NFL, you can just do whatever you want all the time.
Well, all these college kids I see every Saturday. Get to some of them.
Yeah, you have to wait till the draft?
No, some of these kids that maybe didn't make the cut.
But those are the guys sitting on practice squads right now. That's kind of what they're doing.
But, like, here's the thing. They could sign off the practice squad. Guys that didn't make the cut doing what? Making NFL teams?
Yeah.
So this guy was on a roster.
No, I was saying,
but you want to go get a guy that wasn't on a roster?
Like, a guy to play for, like, Wyoming. And, yeah, he's a pretty good guy.
You mean like Josh Allen?
No, yes, but I'm saying let's say some guy was playing on Wyoming. He's pretty good, but you know, go get him. He's got young legs. He knows how to play football.
All right, so I just want to be clear.
Go get some of these kids that didn't make it.
That didn't go to like a training camp or
yes.
anything. Just sign them.
There's
off gotta
the street. Be a line of bubble because if you're just looking for bodies, give me some
They're
young buddy
just...
that's played that's conditioned and has a basic understanding of the game. This game is not that complicated.
It is, and they're not just signing bodies, you idiot.
They just made this game so complicated for no reason. It's the dumbest sport, and they try to make it out like it's NASA.
It's the dumbest sport?
It is.
You don't understand the rules of the dumbest sport.
They just line up each other, hit each other, grab the goddamn ball.
Oh, my God. You're worse than the guy.
You got to fit him into this system.
You do.
You don't want to show everything up front, even though you guys are doing the same thing on both sides of the ball.
They're not.
Give me a goddamn break. You bought into the jive. Man.
Oh, don't man with him. You're on my side here.
No, she's more on my
naturally.
Side.
Are you on Tommy's side?
No,
she is.
No. I mean, you can't, especially this at this point in the season, like they have to learn a whole system and.
Oh, just run over there and hit that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
The ball's
like
in the air.
He's like the guy during the Olympics when like this
oh, yeah.
the guys who are. Like the fastest in the world. Like, they should just go play football.
Yes.
They dominate.
You make a lot more money.
You also have to. Catch a ball, too.
Hey, question.
Yeah. Run a route.
Go ahead, question.
Yes. WCMF, we're talking about the Bills signing corner, Darius Slay. He'll be 35 years old, New Year's baby, on January 1st. No, we don't know why they did this. Don't you think that if the guy who was in the Olympics could have made the NFL and made a lot more money, he would have done that?
No, because the NFL doesn't want him for some reason.
But that's not true. There have been multiple NFL players that have meddled in
track and field.
Then
make that guy a deal.
What?
Go make that guy a deal.
Don't you think NFL teams, if they thought that guy could perform, would go do it? Now you're just doing the J.O. motion?
Teach him how to catch a ball.
Somebody at some point would have signed Usain Bolt to their roster.
Huh? Teach him how to catch a ball, he says.
Yeah, go get that Bolt guy.
Bolt?
Yeah.
Go get the Bolt guy. You're an idiot. You're a complete idiot.
No. I'm just exposing this league for what it is.
Look, Marquise Goodwin was a Bills draft pick from the late 2010s.
He spent some time in the NFL.
He still might
special
be.
Teams.
Last year may have been his last year.
Was he still around last year?
He was one of the fastest men on the planet. He qualified to go to the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
He was a middling NFL wide receiver on the lower end. He made a career for himself, which is fine, but it's not a name you would know if your team didn't have him. And he didn't medal in the Olympics. He was a middle-of-the-road guy in both. And you're still a remarkable athlete.
Still, yeah.
The point I'm making is
what's the point?
That guy is an unbelievable athlete, being able to do both of those things. And he did not make an impact on any team he was on.
Well, because he didn't have the right staff and the right support system.
Oh, that's weird,
because
I just heard that you don't need the staff. They overcomplicate it. You just go out there and play football.
Well, strip it down more. Maybe
strip it down to what?
I don't know.
Strip it down and teach them how to play the game they've never played before. You're an idiot. God, you make me...
They need to bring Lombardi back.
Yeah? The most complicated offense you could think of?
Right.
You got guards pulling one way, tight ends pulling the other way?
Everybody's grabbing.
You're an idiot.
Running, blocking, and tackling. And a forward pass.
I hate everything about you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.